Auditor of accounts is not exactly a glamorous position in Delaware's government. Being the fiscal watchdog is one of six statewide elective offices. This year, the 29-year incumbent Republican Tom Wagner is not seeking re-election because of health reasons. WHYY's Chris Barish provides a look at the two candidates facing off in the November 6th election for his job.
Republican James Spadola is a former Newark cop and loan officer who now works for an education nonprofit. Democrat Kathy McGinnis is a pharmacist who owned a drugstore and a boot business. She's been a Rehoboth Beach commissioner for 17 years. The office they seek investigates possible misspending of Delaware state funds by agencies, schools, and nonprofits such as fire companies. Many past audits led to criminal charges. Spadola says that in a state where Democrats hold the governorship and control both legislative chambers, the auditor must continue to be a Republican.
We don't want Democrats watching other Democrats, and I think that's why a lot of voters recognize the importance of checks and balances and having somebody from outside the ruling party watching the money.
Spadola says McGinnis has an inherent conflict because she has been endorsed by and received donations from prominent Democrats. She disagrees, saying she's shown her independence working in Rehoboth.
I have voted by myself in front of hundreds of people at a public hearing. It's almost insulting that I could be bought, but he doesn't know me.
McGinnis says her business acumen and work on nonprofit boards would make her a great auditor.
I've been holding people accountable for my whole life. I understand audits, budget and finance, profit and loss, but more importantly, I know how to manage and lead an office.
Spadola touts his work in finance and policing.
What is an audit but an investigation? As a Newark cop, I investigated countless crimes, financial crimes, frauds, felonies, misdemeanors. I work extensively with the Attorney General's office, which is an important experience for the auditor to have.
To win, Spadola must overcome the Democrats' nearly 2-to-1 voter registration advantage. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.